Today on WikiNews, we briefly recap some of the stories appearing on WikiNews this week and from around the world. Today is Sunday, May 6, 2012. I am Chad Tu, and this is WikiNews. The French magazine Mediapart published a document in which former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi promised French President Nicolas Sarkozy's 27 presidential campaign 50 million euros, which is about 42 million US dollars. That was the election that brought Sarkozy to power. But there is no evidence that money ever entered his campaign coffers. Sarkozy's spokesperson claims François Hollande's campaign is behind the news release, for which there is also no evidence. The runoff election between Sarkozy and Hollande is currently being held today. A Bosnian court sentenced the nation's first female war crimes convict to 5.5 years in prison. Rasema Handanovic admitted taking part in the killing of 3 civilians and 3 soldiers in the village of Trusina in 1993. At the time, she was a member of a firing squad. Nobody can agree now on how many people have died after an Indian ferry boat carrying over 200 people was overturned Monday. Assam officials say 31 died. News reports still run as high as 122. Families are compensated at 150,000 rupees, or about 3,000 US dollars per person. In the United States, officials are blaming bad weather for a large tent disaster near Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Missouri. 1 person died, another 16 were hospitalized, and around 100 others were injured. Darcy Richardson, the presidential candidate for Democrats who claimed he was the progressive alternative to President Obama, has suspended his campaign. He had argued that Obama's re-election would amount to, quote, a fourth term for George W. Bush, unquote. He will still be on the ballot in Texas at the end of May. President Obama responded to criticisms that he had shifted his position towards raids on medical marijuana facilities in a recent Rolling Stone magazine interview. Obama said he doesn't have the power as president to change the law, and growing marijuana is still a violation of federal law. This week, a WikiNews reporter conducted an interview with Alan St. Pierre, who is the executive director of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in the United States. St. Pierre characterized the president's position as follows.
Many of these dispensaries were sent letters from these federal attorneys saying, hey, here's the call memo. Reread it, and we're going to enforce federal law. We're not going to harass patients individually, but if you're selling marijuana or growing it and more than enough for you to smoke as an individual, and you're reselling it to others for money, then that's in violation of the law. And they told all these dispensaries that starting in late September, October, and starting in November, as you indicated, there's now been about 200 or more raids at these mainly California-based dispensaries.
This week, another WikiNews reporter filed an original report on a new trend in poisoning, whereby children are extracting alcohol from hand sanitizer. According to experts, hand sanitizers contain 62% ethyl alcohol, and when ingested, produces the same effects of consuming a 120-proof alcoholic beverage, or 50% more alcohol than hard liquor. Consuming the product can lead to severe internal damage, including alcohol poisoning. Poison centers across the United States are documenting these cases. Read more at WikiNews. In tennis, Maria Sharapova won the Porsche Tennis Grand Prix tournament in Stuttgart, Germany. She took the title after beating Victoria Azarenka. This was Sharapova's first Women's Tennis Association title of the year and the 25th of her career. And Australian billionaire Clive Palmer says he's going to build a fleet of luxury ships that will include a replica of the Titanic. While he didn't repeat history by claiming it was unsinkable, he did claim that modern shipbuilding would prevent the replica from suffering a similar fate. The Titanic sank 100 years ago. And those are the headlines for this week. This has been the Audio Wikinews Brief. To receive the latest news, please visit wikinews.org, presenting up-to-date, relevant, newsworthy, and entertaining content without bias. Wikinews is a free service, and it is funded by your generous donations. Click on the donate link on our homepage to learn how you can contribute. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons 2.5 license.